Manu Patra alerts dated the 3rd of November 2017. Supreme Court has said that Constitution prima facie gave the Delhi Lieutenant Governor primacy in administrative matters of the capital, but added that the court could attempt a constructive and harmonious interpretation of the provision to allow elected government to take decisions in its domain. Supreme Court has held that arbitration proceedings instituted after the imposition of moratorium under Section 14 of the Insolvency and Bankruptcy Code 2016 is non-estate in law. Delhi High Court has ruled that unwelcome or accidental physical contact without undertones of a sexual nature doesn't amount to sexual harassment. Delhi High Court has upheld the upper age limit prescribed by AAP government for admissions to entry-level classes. Delhi High Court has said that the requirement of special education to children with special needs cannot be ignored, as a delay of even a day would severely impact them. Delhi High Court has clarified that an investigation agency is not obliged to arrest any accused in a cognizable offence where the sentence is beyond 7 years. Competition Commission of India has held the All Kerala Chemist and Druggist Association, AKCDA, and its district units in Thrissur and Kasaragod to be in contravention of provisions of the Competition Act 2002. Competition Commission of India has held All India Film Employees Confederation, AIFEC, Federation of Western India Cine Employees, FWICE, and its affiliates to be in contravention of provisions of Section 3 of Competition Act 2002, which prohibits anti-competitive agreements. A Delhi court has directed Google India to remove all videos featuring Delhi girl Sakshi Bhardwaj making offensive remarks and hate speeches against Sikh gurus and Sikh religion in general within 7 days.